Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. When it comes to promoting and moving U.S. grains overseas, Verity Ulibarri, chair of the U.S. Grains Council, says that market diversification is key and they have their sights set on the next big markets.
Maybe additional opportunity other than our typical markets. You know, historically, or at least the last marketing year, our top five markets have been Mexico, Japan, China, Colombia, Canada. You know, and those kind of waffle here and there depending on the mix of products that they're buying and the value of those. But new frontiers, we're focused a lot on Africa, but the big one we're really going to focus on now is India. We're looking at that more of being starting now for the long term. Their population now has surpassed China as the most populous nation in the world. They're moving hard and fast. And really, when we think about what we're trying to accomplish at the Grains Council, it's not just moving piles. That is important. But it's moving it at a higher value. And to do that, you have to create more competition in the marketplace, higher demand pool.
According to Ulibarri, the current top five countries that import U.S. grains products are Mexico, Japan, China, Colombia, and Canada. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.